Edward Rushton was the radical, campaigning, blind poet of Liverpool. His life spanned the 18th and 19th centuries at the time of the slave trade, of revolution, and of social upheaval. Forgotten Hero, written by Bill Hunter and narrated by George Sefton, is his story.
Chapter 16, Irish Freedom and Mary L'Amour. Rushton was intensely concerned with Ireland. His passion for Irish freedom was shown in several poems. Three of them were on Mary L'Amour, whose father, a supporter of Irish freedom, was murdered. His murderers raped Mary L'Amour, and she went mad through suffering, chaunting wild strains ere the grave of her sire.
As I strayed o'er a common on Cork's rugged border, when the dewdrops of morn the sweet primrose arrayed, I saw a poor female whose mental disorder her quick-glancing eye and wild aspect betrayed. On the sward she reclined by the green fern surrounded, at her side speckled daisies and crowflowers abounded. To its inmost recess her poor heart had been wounded. Her sighs were unceasing. 'Twas Mary L'Amour. Her charms by the keen beast of sorrow were faded, yet the soft tinge of beauty still played on her cheek. Her tress is a wreath of pale primroses braided, and strings of fresh daisies hung loose on her neck. Whilst with pity I gazed, she exclaimed, "Oh, my mother, see the blood on that lash! 'Tis the blood of my brother! They have torn his poor flesh, and now strip another! 'Tis Connor, the friend of Mary L'Amour. Though his locks are as white as the foam on the ocean, these soldiers shall find that my father is brave. My father," she cried with the wildest emotion. "Ah, no, my poor father now sleeps in his grave. They have tolled his death bell, they have laid the turf o'er him. His white locks were bloody, no aid can restore him. He is gone, and the good will deplore him when the blue wave of Erin hides Mary L'Amour. Away, bring the ointment, oh God, see those gashes. Alas, my poor brother, come dry the big tear. Anon we'll have vengeance for these dreadful lashes. Already the screech owls and ravens appear. By day, the green grave that is under the willow, with wild flowers I'll strew, and by night make my pillow. Till the ooze and dark seaweed beneath the curled billow shall furnish a deathbed for Mary L'Amour." Thus raved the poor maniac in tones more heart-rending than sanity's voice ever poured in my ear. When lo, on the waste and their march toward her bending, a troop of fierce cavalry chanced to appear. "Oh, the fiend!" she exclaimed, and with wild horror started. Then through the tall fern, loudly screaming, she darted. With an overcharged bosom, I slowly departed and sighed for the wrongs of poor Mary L'Amour.
Rushton expressed fierce support for the freedom of all nations that were oppressed. He wrote a poem in memory of Bartholomew Tilski, a native of the north of Poland. In an introduction to this poem, Rushton declares that Tilski,
in attempting to free his country from the merciless grasp of foreigners, was taken prisoner, and, in the vigour of his days, publicly executed. Oh, men of Poland, remember Tilski, and never, never forget that he who is tamely a slave offends his God and proves a traitor to the human race. The heroic fortitude with which he met his fate, the exalted qualities of his head and heart, shall all embalm his memory, and send it down sweet and pleasant to myriads yet unborn. When haughty Russia's bloody train, the scourge of half a groaning world, shall sleep beneath our green domain, or from our craggy coast be hurled, then, Tilski, o'er thy lowly grave, Poland's warm sun shall sorrowing bend, shall say, "Here rests the truly brave, the tyrant's foe, the people's friend." when the foul vampires of the state shall fall or flit in other skies, when man, with equal laws elate, shall feel the flood of mind arise. Then to thy name the new-born land shall many an ardent tribute pay, and time, with soft and soothing hand, shall wipe thy kindred's tears away. Then, too, the hoary sire shall tell, whilst sound his son's indignant glow, how the intrepid Tilski fell, unmoved amid severest woe.